Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I think a lot of homeowners are actually wondering about right now. We've got David here, and we're talking about how to price your single-family home when the market is stabilizing. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, this is such a timely topic because a lot of sellers are kind of in this weird spot right now where prices aren't skyrocketing like they were a few years ago, but they're not crashing either. So the question becomes, how do you actually price your home competitively when everything's kind of leveling out?
Right. Okay. So that's the thing that's throwing people off, right? Like, we've had this crazy appreciation period and now it's stabilizing. So what does that actually mean for someone sitting on their house thinking about selling?
Exactly. When the market stabilizes, you really can't rely on that appreciation momentum to carry your sale anymore. You've got to be smarter about it. The first thing I tell people is, forget what your neighbor sold their house for 2 years ago. That doesn't matter anymore. You need to look at what's actually selling right now in the current market at the current price point. That's your baseline.
Oh, wow. So you're saying people are still anchoring to those old prices in their head? Like they're thinking, well, houses on my street were going for X, so mine should too.
All the time. And I get it. It's emotional. But here's the reality. In a stabilizing market, pricing is everything. You overprice by even 10 or 15%, and you're going to sit on the market. You're going to get fewer showings, less interest, and then you end up dropping the price anyway after 3 months. You would have been better off pricing it right from day one.
So it's almost like you're penalizing yourself by being too aggressive with the initial price. That's interesting. What should people actually be looking at to figure out the right price?
You need current comparable sales, homes that are similar to yours that have actually closed recently, not just listed, but closed. And you need to look at the days on market. If comparable homes are selling in 15 days, that's a sign the market's healthy and pricing is fair. If they're sitting for 60 days, that tells you prices need to come down. You also want to look at what's currently listed in your price range. Is there a lot of inventory? That changes everything.
Okay, so it's like detective work. You're gathering all these data points to figure out where you actually sit. And I'm guessing the other thing is, you probably want to work with someone who knows your local market really well. Right?
Absolutely. A good agent will pull all that data and show you exactly where your home fits. They'll tell you if you need to be at median price, above it, or below it, based on your home's condition, location, and what's moving. The key is being objective about it, even though it's your home and you're emotionally attached to it.
I love that. Being objective about your own property. That's tough to do, but it makes total sense. So if someone's listening right now and they're thinking about selling, what's the one thing you'd tell them to do first?
Get a professional market analysis done. Don't guess. Don't ask your friends what they think. Get the data, understand where your home actually sits in the current market, and price it accordingly. When the market stabilizes, that's when pricing discipline really matters.
That's great advice, David. I think a lot of people are going to find that really helpful because this is such a different market than what we've seen in the last few years. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.